Well, things have been a little complicated. Quality life has got me down. Well, sex is cheap and talk is overrated. And the boys and me still working on the sound. Well, a little happiness, a little love is all I wanted. Sure as hell thought I'd found it, but I was wrong. She left my heart feeling taunted, and my memories all haunted. But it's her I have to thank all my songs. So every day I'm smoking my brain hazy, all I can do to keep from going crazy. But the paranoia slowly creeping in. Oh, I keep drinking myself silly on the way to this hellbilly, and I thank God for this here life of sin.
Hello and welcome back to our new episode of Country Music World Podcast, and my name is Sergio Hemes. And first of all, thank you very much for listening to this new episode of our podcast. And today we're talking about the final episode of my story, how I met with country music. And this is the third episode of this I think interesting story, how I met with country music. And you might remember that in the previous two episodes of this story, I told you how I met with country music, and the first it was I experienced the first country music that I listened to. It was the classical country, traditional country music from 60s and 70s and 80s. And I was very surprised and amazed and enjoyed this music. And then I in the second chapter of this story, I told you about that I found out more about country music, country artists, and we were listening to the country from 19s and 2000s. I told you about George Strait, for example, or Lynn Womack. That was the next country artist that I met with their music and country music. And also I told you about female voices in country music, actually I really enjoyed the female voices in country music, and female artists especially. I don't know why, just their voices, my hero artist was also female voices, as you remember. And today we're speaking and we're talking our final story, how I met with country music. And because in 2015 I met, I experienced, listen to Sturgill Simpson, and his album in 2016, The Sailors Got to Us. Its album actually opened me and that the country music it's just absolutely it's just as absolutely different different ways you can make country music absolutely in different ways. So just Sturgill Simpson and his album Sailors Got to Us, it's I think it's unequal, it's unusual country album, and it's in and it's artists from the nowadays from the just what I'm listening today, just and this album was the first, I think it was the first whole album that the whole country album that I just enjoyed very much, the whole album, and I just opened the country music I think in another way. I just understood that the country music it's just so large, so big world, you know. Just I mean that you have the country, traditional country from the 60s, and you have the country music from 19s, right? And you have country music from nowadays, and it's very interesting country music, country artists, country bands, and that's great. That's great. That's why I decided to make this record and this story, the third episode of story How I Met with Country Music, and because I just want to talk you about, to tell you about Sturgill Simpson. So Sturgill Simpson, actually John Sturgill Simpson, he was born in June 8, 1978, and he is an American country music and roots rock singer songwriter. And as of August 2017, he has released 3 albums as a solo artist. He released 2 albums independently, High Top Mountain in 2013 and Metamodern Sounds in Country Music in 2014. His second album, Metamodern Sounds in Country Music, is notable for being nominated for a Grammy Award for Best American Album and being listed 8th on Rolling Stone's 50 Best Albums of 2014, and also being named among NPR's 50 Favorite Albums of 2014. His third studio album, A Sailor's Guide to Us, was released in 2016 on Atlantic Records, and was Simpson's first major label release, later earning him Best Country Album at the 59th Grammy Awards, while also being nominated for Album of the Year. So today we're going to listen to the best country album of 2016, actually, and this album was nominated as the best as the album of the year. It's just great, absolutely the country album. And as I said, it's It's not traditional sound, right, country, but it's absolutely a country album, absolutely country album, and we just try to listen the country voice in this album, the country lyrics, the country. Each album, actually, I think, has country traditionals, absolutely. When Sturgill Simpson make this album. But first, let's listen the songs titles All the Way Down. It's from 2014. From the Metamodern Sounds and Country Music, that album that was released in 2014. And I just it's actually was the first songs of Sturgill Simpson that I listened to, and after this I just decided to follow up for Sturgill Simpson's career, and then I just I think I just I think I just listened to his the best country album of 2016, Sales Gators. I think I just maybe I just was the first who listened to his album. So let's listen to Turtles All the Way Down from his second studio album, Metamodern Sounds in the Country Music. It's very interesting.
Introducing Metamodern Sound in Country Music.
I've seen Jesus play with flames in a lake of fire that I was standing in. Met the devil in Seattle, spent 9 months inside the lion's den. Met Buddha yet another time, he showed me a glowing light within. But I swear that God is there every time I go to the eyes of my best friend. Says my son, it's all been done. Someday you're gonna wake up old and gray. Go and try and have some fun. Showing warmth to everyone. Meet and greet, cheat along the way. There's a gateway in our minds that leads somewhere out there, far beyond this place. We're reptile aliens made of light, cut you open, pull out all your pain. Tell me how you make illegal something that I'll make in our brain. Some say you might go crazy, then again it might make you go insane. Every time I take a look inside that old fable book, blinded and blinded of the pain caused by some old man in the sky. Marijuana, LSD, psilocybin, DMT, they all change the way I see. Love's the only thing that ever saved my life. Don't waste your mind on nursery rhymes, fairy tales, blood and wine. There's turtles on the way down the line. So to reach their own, so we go home.
Sturgill Simpson Turtles All the Way Down from his the second studio album Metamodern Sounds and Country Music. And now we're going to listen to the album of the year, album of the 2016, the best country album actually. And as I remember, when I first listened to the whole album, Sarah's Got to Us, I just thought that it might be the best country album of the year. I just was sure that this album would be the best country album. Absolutely, I was sure. And before the CMA Awards. So and then I just read that this album was nominated as the best country album of the year and the best album of the year. And then I remembered I just watched the the whole ceremony of CMA Awards on the internet and was so glad that the Sarah's Got to Us win this award. I was really really happy. Thank you, Sturgill Simpson, for this album. So let's listen to this the first song, Welcome to Earth, Pollywog. And this song Sturgill Simpson dedicated to his newborn son, and his that was born just a little before he released this absolutely magic album, the country album.
Hello, my son, welcome to Earth. May not be my last, but you'll always be my first. Wish I'd done this 10 years ago, but how could I know? How could I know that the answer was so easy? I've been told you measure a man he loves. When I hold you, I treasure each moment I spend on this earth a new heaven above. Grandfather always said God's a fisher, and now I know the reason why. But if sometimes
but heartaches can kill.
from the inside, so it seems. Well, I'm telling you, it's all a dream. It's all a dream. It's all a dream. It's all a dream.
Sturgill Simpson Breakers Roar from his 2016 album Sailors Got to Us, and in this album all songs was written by Sturgill Simpson sorry, and except one song in Bloom, he's in this album, it's the cover song, and it's a song sang by Nirvana. And Sturgill Simpson, I think, covered it just in a great way. And also, Sturgill Simpson was a producer of this album, and a lot of, I think, the most of instruments he played here, except strings. And let's listen to In Bloom, the cover version of Nirvana song.
Sell kids for food. Where the change? His moves. Spring is here. Reproductive plan. He's a one who likes all our pretty songs, and likes to sing alone, and likes to shoot his gun, but he don't know what it means. Don't know what it means to love someone. We can have some fun. Nature. He's the one who likes all our pretty songs, and likes to sing alone, and likes to shoot his gun. He don't know what it means, yeah. Don't know what it means to love someone.
Sergio Simpson Race for Impact Live a little, and we're today listening to the best country album of 2016, and that called A Sailor's Got Hers. And my favorite song from this album is called All Around You. And as Sheryl Simpson said, it's a song just about love. It's just a song about love. Let's listen to this special song on this album, I think. Also, Sheryl Simpson, All Around You.
When the sun won't shine, when it seems like the whole world is against you, don't be afraid. Life is unkind. You can let go of the pain if you choose to. As time slips away, skies fall apart, feeling too wild. Hey, universal power, blow me, blow me, all around. Like you're long lost at sea, never to be found. Just knowing your heart, that we're always together, and long after I'm gone, still be around. 'Cause our bond is eternal, so is love. Oh, Sarah, here we go again. I can't get past the pain of what I'm saying to you. I'm too old now to learn how to let you in. So I run away like I always do. She said if there's something I should know, tell me now. Before I go and give my heart away. So I can get on with my life. You can go on with your strife. Wish you'd speak the words those I was trying to say. Sometimes it's life. There's life, a big old dream I'm floating right on a cloud inside. When my cloud starts coming, a part of the sea is so silver. That's when I slide. Well, there's gonna be times that I gotta go away. But don't worry, baby, I'll come home. Out on the road is where I'm gonna find my way. But I'll always find the time I'm home. So forgive me if sometimes I seem a little crazy. But goddamn, sometimes crazy is how I feel. And my brain's starting to swirl. Not a drain this old world. But there's only one thing, girl, I know is real. It's the love that I feel in your arms. It's the glow around you like a charm. It's the tender keeps me safe and warm at night.
So that was my story, how I was how I met with country music, and today we're speaking about in our third final episode. We just listened to Strazel Simpson and his brilliant album A Sailor's Guide to Us, and I have to say that this story, how I met with country music, is a brilliant, absolutely a brilliant story, because all the way country music, it's always interesting, it's always music, it's always lyrics. And I tried to share with you my opinion about country music, about the music. So I just think that you might enjoy it. So please visit our Facebook page called Country Music World Podcast on Facebook, and please share your comments, share your feedbacks. I'll be appreciate it. So thank you very much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it and enjoyed brilliant Strazel Simpson. Let's listen to his Call to Arms, the final song on A Sailor's Guide to Us. And thank you very much. Bye, 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 bye.
Well, sign up, don't grow up believing that you gotta be a puppet to be a man. Yeah.
being